All right, so today we are diving deep into some Boston real estate, specifically Beacon Hill.
Oh, yeah.
But not just like your average listings, you know.
Right.
We found this website, and it's more like, I don't know, someone's daydreams about living on Beacon Hill than like an actual realtor's website.
Yeah, it definitely caught my eye, too. I mean, you see so many websites, you know, trying to be different, but this one really leans into like the emotional side of things. It's almost like, are they selling an apartment or like a whole lifestyle?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like they're selling you the dream first, and then they happen to mention they have listings.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they do it through this whole like meet Julie thing.
Right.
So Julie is like getting ready for a date, and it's like implied it's her first date in forever. And the website's laying it on thick. New outfit, sparkly earrings. I swear you can practically hear the dating app like notification ding.
Yeah, right. It's so funny because it is such a specific choice. Right. And it made me think like, oh, I think I knew who they're going for.
Yeah.
Like they're trying to connect with, say, single professionals who, I don't know, maybe they're feeling a little stuck.
Yeah.
You know, so suddenly moving to Beacon Hill isn't just, oh, I need a one bedroom. It's like, no, I'm rewriting my story. I'm finding new love in Beacon Hill.
Yeah. And maybe you get a dog, too.
And you get the dog. Of course you get the dog.
I don't mention the dog, but I'm just saying.
Right. Got to have the dog.
It's part of the dream. Okay. But let's actually talk about the real estate for a second.
Okay. Yeah.
Because this website, it breaks down prices in such insane detail. Like down to the street, down to how many bedrooms. It's crazy.
Yeah, I thought that was so interesting. It's not just here's Beacon Hill.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you want a two-bedroom walk-up on Charles Street. Be prepared to shell out X amount.
Exactly.
That's like the level of detail you get.
Yeah, and it really makes you wonder, like, is this what real estate is becoming? You know, like, is it all about these micro markets now?
Yeah, totally.
And, I mean, is that good for the buyer?
Well.
Or is it better for the seller?
That's a really good question. I mean, on the one hand, you could say that this kind of transparency is great for buyers.
Right.
You're not wasting your time, you know, looking at listings that are totally outside your price range.
Totally.
But then again, it also lets sellers get, I don't know, maybe a little more strategic with their pricing.
Yeah.
You know, they could even use those micro trends to, I don't know, bump up the price a bit.
Yeah. Like they're saying, you want this specific dream with this specific view and this specific doorknob. Well, it's going to cost you.
Exactly.
Right. And speaking of playing into those dreams, did you see the blog post titles on this website?
Oh, yeah.
They're great. Like, a story when you might need a two-bedroom Beacon Hill apartment. Mm. It's so specific. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, how did they know?
Right. Like, are they listening in on my conversation?
Exactly.
That's like content marketing gold, right?
Yeah.
They're not just saying, hey, we sell real estate.
Yeah.
It's like, we understand you. We get your life.
We've been there.
Yeah. We've been in that tiny studio apartment.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking about Beacon Hill and then, bam, you see this article and it's like they're reading your mind, you'd have to at least give them a call, right?
Totally. They got you. They totally got you. First, it's Julie finding love on Beacon Hill.
Right.
And now it's these blog posts about like every possible life scenario that would lead you to needing a bigger apartment. I am sold.
It's smart, though, because it goes back to that whole thing we were talking about before.
Yeah.
About, like, the aspirational side of Beacon Hill.
Yeah, yeah.
Because those blog posts aren't really about needing a two-bedroom. It's about, you know, the life changes and the big promotions and all the things that would lead you to actually needing that extra space.
Oh, that is such a good point. It's like they're saying, if you want to level up your life, Beacon Hill is the place to do it.
Exactly.
Right. It's not even like, move here and you'll get promoted. But it's like planting that little seed.
Subtle. Yeah.
Like, this could be you living your best life on Beacon Hill, working from your home office with your, you know, sourdough starter and your golden retriever puppy.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, think about it. This website is like, what, 100 pages, tons of listings, blog posts. Like, they are going all in.
Yeah. It's a whole campaign.
Right. It's not just like, here are some apartments for sale.
It's like they hired a whole marketing team just to like really get inside the head of anyone who's ever thought about living on Beacon Hill.
Totally. Which makes you think like in a world with so much information, maybe this is what you have to do.
Yeah. Yeah. To stand out.
Like you got to find a way to really connect with people. And, you know, it makes you think about like your own relationship with a place, doesn't it?
Oh, 100%. Like, if you were writing your Beaconhurst story, what would be that one detail that really sells it?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Is it, like, you know, having that amazing view from your bay window? Or is it, like, you know, knowing all the little secret spots that only locals know about? What's that ah moment for you?
Ooh, that is a good question. Because it really is, like you said, it's not just about the apartment itself, right? It's about the feeling. It's about the whole experience. It's about the life that you can imagine having there. And I think this website, you know, for all its, like, you know, kind of funny little details, it reminds us that those stories, like, they matter.
They do. They really do. And sometimes those stories, those dreams, are what really make a place feel like home. So what's your Beacon Hill dream? Think about it. We want to know.